It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Renaud with KRWG News. This week's StoryCorps Military Voices Initiative interview features retired Army Reserve Command Sergeant Major Bill Carpenter, who was interviewed by his friend Steve Montañez.
I graduated in 1966 from high school and immediately went into college. And at that time, I went to a local college there called the College of Artesia. It was an independent, privately endowed school. Every night we'd go home and look at all the atrocities that was going on in Vietnam. And so as a male, you wanted to get in college because you knew that you were going to get drafted. As I went through college, my first year of college, it became apparent that I called my local draft board, which was in Carlsbad, talked to a lady that ran that. Her name was Mrs. Anderson. I never forgot her name, and said that I was thinking on transferring to another school, and I was very worried about my draft status. I had a deferment at that point in time, as long as I was going to school. She informed me that my name had already been selected for a draft in June. I thought, well, this is January, and she said, well, I'm going to give you some options. You either join the military of your service, or you'll probably be, your name will be on a draft notice. I thought, what about my deferment? She said, we have had a call of number of people, and we have selected those. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to tell you that to scare you. I'm just trying to tell you either by June, you're either in the service or we're going to put you in the service. That really prompted me to start looking around. I went home and told my dad I was going to join the Marines. And he said, what kind of job skill are they going to train you? I said, to shoot a rifle. He said, okay, I want you to rethink this. I want you to go in and pick you a profession in the military that you can pull back out once you leave the military that you could use in civilian life. So I went over and talked to the Army, and the Army guy told me he was not very – the recruiter was terrible. He gave me a test, and he came back and said, you know, the only jobs we're offering is cooks and truck drivers. And I thought, well, that's not something I want to carry through life. And I went over to the National Guard. They did have some openings, and they did tell me they would be interested in taking me. And so I went over and talked to those guys, and they had two positions. They had wheel mechanic, and then they had a clerk typist job. Well, I've taken typing in school. I knew everything about that. So I took that job. And so on April 28, 1967, I joined the Army Reserves. Came back from annual training, and then on October 2nd, 1967, I went to basic training in El Paso, Texas. Well, my dad told me, you're going to get to see part of the United States you haven't seen. Well, I'd been to El Paso. Mm-hmm. We were in up on Logan Heights in not too far off of what now is called Highway 54. But I can tell you, we became some of the closest bunch of people I've ever seen. We became brothers.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how to explain that, but we trained together, we laughed together, and we agonized together. And everybody helped everybody. That just gelled real quick.
So how many years did you end up serving total?
Well, I started April of 1967. I ended up in July of 1999 with 32 years of service. Got the chance to go to Korea three different times, Germany three different times, and do active training missions there. Loved the way Korea was put together. I was with a petroleum unit up there, and it's probably one of the easiest jobs in the military because the Koreans did everything, all the hard work for us. Mm-hmm. Probably the hardest working bunch of people I've ever seen in my life.
What would you say, I mean, your time in the military, how it affected you? What would you say the one thing that you learned about yourself?
Well, I found me. The Army allowed me to be me, and they allowed me to be what I wanted to be. And it let me be – I was with some of the greatest people. Of course, in the military, you meet some of the biggest jerks. And sorry to say that, but that's the way it is. But I met some of the brightest people. I migrated to those people, and we did a lot of things.
You seem to have this will to serve. I mean, I've also – we've talked about your service in the Artesia City Council, and even now some of your – extracurricular activities, if you will, or, you know, focused around what's going on in our military now, especially here in Las Cruces and in Doña Ana County. So this has been an absolute honor, Bill.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Mm-hmm. Thank you for this group. And I pray for the troops. I pray for the families of the troops. And I honor those that have fallen and made our country so great.
Amen.
God bless America.
You can listen to the full interview with Bill Carpenter at our website, krwg.org. Funding for this segment was provided by the Heritage Assisted Living, taking COVID-19 precautions and offering specialized care for the residents, accepting admission in the 3 sanitized homes. More information at 575-525-9215 or heritage-lc.com.